It's time for the emergency break of the week.
Usually there are no words. A dog will walk up and go to town. That's it. That's all they have to do. Aren't you lucky that we as humans don't do that?
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt by a wheels-off comment or technical meltdown.
No, that'd be kind of awesome if we did.
No,
you didn't
what?
Have to like, go
what
through all the process of that.
Highly illegal.
Lucky.
It's not awesome.
Not lucky. That's not cool.
Well, it's not cool because it's not a part of the kingdom.
Right. So every other animal species can do it.
Okay, well, then you go in the ocean and let a dolphin have its way with you and be like, this is really cool.
Yeah,
it's natural.
Yeah, If I was a dolphin.
They probably don't like it either.
Okay. Now you're just being ridiculous.
So yeah, you're for the sake of ridiculous.
Well, you are for the sake of being ridiculous for no reason.
Yeah, standing up and saying that rape.
Never mind, Travis. Since you don't get it, then obviously we're wrong.
So, hang on.
Okay.
Hang on.
Is that not the usual?
So do you think female dogs are really...
Oh, he turned his mic off. He's
doing what you want to do.
Okay. How about I turn my mic off and you guys can do your show?
Let's see who yanked the brake the hardest this week on The Little Ticket.
Man, we have dumb conversations on the station. Yes, the e-break is brought to us by Advanced Hair Restoration, advancedhair.com. We'll give you three candidates. You get to vote on them at 888-787-1310. Man, the hard line has had a year. 2026 has been the year of the hard line in the e-break. All three of them just are big players from week to week. And we start out with candidate number one. It's Bob Sturm, back once again. They're having a conversation. It goes sideways. And as will be the theme this week, this is just messed up.
It's probably just more about us than it is the United States of America. Sure, that's kind of important and all that, but it's the warm-up act that's really important, right?
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, we're totes more important. So thank you guys so much for coming. We look forward to a glorious day.
And more come.
And night.
What?
Out here at, what?
What did Bob say?
Just let him breathe.
I want more to come.
That's not what you said.
No, I said.
He did say more come. I'm shocked by it.
I don't know. He's looking at your search history again.
I don't know why. Wow. Don't know why I just yelled that out.
Somebody please pull that.
He's in his throne demanding it.
Everyone!
It's like,
on three!
Put the name on your jersey.
Yeah, yes. On the back of your XFL jersey?
Yeah.
See what I mean?
That's Bob's XFL name?
Yeah. Instead of he hate me.
Yeah.
More.
Man, I was driving around and I heard that live and it was so shocking.
Bob, when did Bob start working like that?
I don't know. He's really turned away from his Christian upbringing. I don't know what caused it.
Dave.
But now he's sitting in a throne demanding from other men that they produce more of that for him.
Well, we don't have to listen to the whole thing. I just want to hear it up to Bob's part just to make sure I heard that right.
Yes.
It's probably just more about us than it is the United States of America. Sure, that's kind of important and all that, but it's the warm-up act that's really important, right?
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, we're totes more important. So thank you guys so much for coming. We look forward to a glorious day.
And more come.
And night
what?
Out here.
Okay, yeah, we heard that right from Bob.
He's so excited.
All right. There is Bob Sturm, candidate number one. That's messed up.
He was very excited, like a kid at Christmas time. That's what Bob wants for Christmas. It's just a whole stocking full of that stuff.
All right. Candidate number two, also from the hard line, also really messed up. This is Corby. He starts telling a story. It takes an odd turn. And this is really, really messed up.
In the year 1978, the film Grease opens.
Boy.
Giannis Antetokounmpo.
79? Are you sure it wasn't 77 or 8?
Oh, sorry, 78. I said
Thank
9.
You.
It's 78.
I just correct.
Keep on your toes, bro.
Thank you.
I know. You know when Grease came out.
Yeah, I do. I remember it because I was with my grandma, and I was all horned up in the theater. Not what? With
what was grandma doing? You stack your sentence correctly.
Way to go.
So grandma was wearing this real low-cut top.
So granny.
So no teeth?
You're so hot.
Because of Olivia Newton-John, not grandma.
Grandma, you've never looked like this, Grandma.
Granny, you don't know what you do.
Grandma was not wearing black like leather and stuff Grandma? Like that.
Holy crap, Grandma.
That's popcorn.
Hey, did she do the popcorn trick to you?
Never seen you in mascara, Grandma.
Dig down to the bottom, Corby.
Wait. It's in her lap?
Yeah.
No, you're reaching the wrong direction.
You're really having to get to the bottom of that bucket.
See how messed up that is?
Holy crap, Grandma.
I think Sean had line.
Holy crap. Yeah, I think that's my favorite line, too. Man, what a dog pile that was. It turned really fast.
Was all horned up in the theater with his grandma.
God. You didn't stack your sentence right. Your words
you're
right.
Cool.
Oh, my goodness.
All right. So there's Corby. Amazing. As candidate number two. And he's back once again. The man known as Ham, Matt Birmingham. You remember just last week he had the thumb on the turntable moment. Trying to say Martin Van Buren.
Oh, yeah. That was weird.
He has one of those similar moments when he was trying to say youngin', which is a weird word to say, slang, you know, instead of a young one, trying to say youngin'.
I'm not seeing anything about caves.
Sorry, cave.
Our newsman said it.
It's actually government buildings. They're recreational surveillance, as we know.
Cams,
as
we know, yeah.
Cam's been wrong several times on the NHL Stanley Cup Final. Wrong about...
He's calling out your picks.
And wrong about where geese sleep.
Damn.
And if I'm...
That's your one I trusted with. Conspiracy theory that birds are not real.
And if I might call him out further, last week was 6-7. He didn't issue one 6-7 joke.
No, that's a good thing.
But he's our resident youngin.
Our resident what?
What?
Youngin.
Did you just speak Korean?
Our resident yum-yum.
Fine, DJ, get me the other hat.
Yeah, what language are you speaking there? Spanglish.
Womyun.
Youngin.
It's still not right. It's youngin.
Youngin.
That's what I'm saying.
You youngin. What is wrong with you?
All right. Birthdays.
The screwers.
Okay.
What will? What was he? What did he say? Youngin? Youngin?
Funyun?
Yeah.
Sounded like yum-yum.
I got to tell you, when this clip started, I was lost as to what they were even
about
talking
the caves.
About cams on geese and caves. And...
Wait, hang on, what?
Yum-yum.
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 Yum-yum. Yum-yum.
Man, ham's
Martin
funny.
Van Buren.
Oh, man. All right, so is it Bob, is it Corby, or is it Ham? 888-787-1310. Hello. You're on the ticket. Who wins?
Hey, so this is truly, Giorgio, you were right. This is truly historic. But torn between the new band names of Horned Up with Grandma and Morecambe. So, but got to go with Morecambe.
Okay. Thank you.
He's just inviting more people to show up. That's all that's happening here. That's all that's happening.
I know. We're right on that edge.
We are.
Stop it. God, you mentioned edging once an hour.
At least once a show.
Once an hour.
I'm into lawn care. That's the only reason.
Okay. All right. You do have an out.
He always does. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Morning, users.
Who's this?
Guy who Gordo helped out this morning.
Oh, yeah, man. How you doing?
I'm doing much better. Thanks for helping me get to work this morning on time.
I guess you're welcome. Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah, thanks, Gordo. Hey, my pants are down because I was... Never mind. I got nothing.
I thought it was going to be a Bob vote there.
Who you
got? Horned up grandmother.
Oh, okay. That's a Corby vote. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
A good eye, mate. It's really coming down out here.
Who's this?
The TSA. The TSA is taking away me packets of Morecambe.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you. Hello. It's
He's
all
trying
be
to
careful.
Smuggle back bottles of it.
Hey, what were the choices again?
Die. Yeah. And then more death.
Hey, you're on Ticket Radio. Who wins?
So do we have any Ranch fans in the house?
No. Right here.
Yeah, right here. Yeah. Ranch,
throw
Ranch,
my,
Ranch.
I throw my hands in the air.
All right, Junior, it's Cruz and Lito, and I'm going to huddle real quick with Gordo and Joe. Hey, guys, the reason they're stealing the ranch and toting it overseas is because they wanted to steal the secrets like the everlasting gobstopper. So you want to take it and formulate it so they can ranch in their own country.
I mean, okay. Sane, but okay.
Who you vote for, Cruz?
I'm going to vote for Ham.
Okay, thanks. Hi, you're on Ticket Radio. Who wins the e-break? Hello?
Hello? Caller?
Yeah, sports? You with us?
That's a Bob vote.
That's Bob. Right. Thank you very much. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Hey, it's Del Young.
Del Young chiming in there. Hello?
I don't know. Wiener?
You're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Holy crap, Grandma.
Okay, there we go. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
Oh, hi, Musers.
Hey.
I want more of Gordo's,
no.
Hey, have a great day. Okay.
It's a Bob. Hey, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Hey, I need some advice from Gordo.
Okay.
I just ran over a couple of traffic cones, so I pulled up, took my hat off, and unbuckled my pants. What do I do now?
Okay.
Apparently, just drive off and everything's fine. Just
drive off, and that's the end of your day.
Okay, I'm going to go see my grandma.
Okay. Oh, wow. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Yes, I'd like to vote for Bob's team in abundance and Hooter Brown.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have a winner. Bob Sturm has done it again.
It's probably just more about us than it is the United States of America. Is sure, that's kind of important and all that, but it's the warm-up act that's really important, right?
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, we're totes more important. So thank you guys so much for coming. We look forward to a glorious day.
And more come.
And night what? Out here at... what?
What did Bob say?
Just let him breathe.
I want more to come.
That's not what you said.
No, I said...
We did see Orcom.
I'm shocked by it.
I don't know, he's looking at your search history again.
I don't know why. Wow. Don't know why I just yelled that out.
Somebody please pull that. He's in his throne demanding it.
Everyone.
It's like
on three.
It's like the name on your jersey.
Yeah. Yes. On the back of your XFL jersey.
Yeah.
Man, Bob has had a year. How many is that for Bob?
That is Bob's 53rd break of the year. He is now, let's see, he's now 58 behind, 88 behind Norman Hitzkus.
Okay.
Can't do math.
I like the guys painting Bob as a power-hungry king, drunk with his own power, sitting on his throne.
Demanding additional semen.
Commanding his people.
Semen possible.
Or whatever. I mean, it could be Navy guys. I don't know.
Right.
Isn't that what you call them?
Yes.
Bob's only six behind you now, Junior.
Okay.
Wow. Bob's had a great year.
He has had a great year. It seems like he's nominated just about every week. There's someone from that hard line that is up week after week. All right.
Holy crap, Grandma.